but they're with the comic book guys. And this was actually short and actually kind of, I thought it was okay.
I didn't have a problem with it.
Yeah, I didn't either. Reading the impact report, you can see certain, a lot of people. I mean, it is these, you got to live in the gimmick people, group who never wins, who was over the top and silly, and then even more over the top silly comic book guys interacting. So I guess it is hard to even give it a chance, but I thought it was okay. And the Japanese, the Jap gimmick accent wasn't as offensive, probably because I just know it's coming, and it's just like, oh, what's the point of even getting upset anymore? Because they're just going to do it. So, but
and he's a pervert.
Shark Boy's going to stomp some fish holes and some asses, and Lance Rock backed off like, okay. And then predictably bashed him with the guitars and beat him up a little bit. So next
Super
week.
Super Eric always leaves before they get their ass.
Yeah, he rolled out. That cape thing is still, that ain't old yet. And he'd do something different every week. This was the double hand flap of the cape.
Yeah.
So after that stuff, we go to a commercial. And after the break, we come back with Awesome Kong with Saeed in her corner and Gail Kim. He got little cutie Katie Kim, Gail's sister, in the front row again for like the fifth straight show. And good stuff all throughout this match. They let the women, brawl through the crowd and take that kind of a shortcut. Except for it doesn't seem like a shortcut when the chicks do it, because they don't do it all the time, and it's not,
yeah,
they're not doing that to keep from having to actually take bumps and, sell an actual wrestling match and have an actual match. You can just walk around and punch and kick and throw and people into stuff. But this actually, it was really intense, and Kong had Gail Kim's head trapped under the bleacher. Kim's fight, and, she never, it's tough because she can't really do much but throw those forearms and maybe a couple kicks in the gut. She can't do moves because, like, Tanae or whoever pointed out, she outweighs about, like, $160. So, that's a lot to overcome. But it was a lot of good stuff. A lot of your typical through the crowd, slamming into that same wall that gets slammed into every time they have a brawl outside the ring.
Yeah, right.
That same nut-ass wall with the pay-per-view poster on it.
Really?
Gets crashed through. It's like, why don't you just reinforce that wall and make it a good wall so it doesn't break every time? And then who cares, because it breaks every time because it's a cheap-ass wall. But the finish came when, it was a good spot when Gail Kim ducked the clothesline and Kong wrapped her arm around it, and then she threw Saeed in the ring and gave her a neck breaker and tossed her out, and Kong got in with a chair, and Gail got the chair, but wedged it in the ring post. She had a good near fall when Kong charged into the corner, and Kim avoided it, and Kong bashed her head into that wedged chair. Kim schoolgirled her, but she kicked out at like 2.5. That was definitely
Kong is very resilient as well as dominant. And I like that.
When she finally shows a little vulnerability, it's believable. It's like, oh shit, watch your back, bro. But she hit her. She ended up hitting her with the implant buster for the 3. I'd have liked to see an awesome bomb, but I guess not showing it makes it. And plus, the tease with the awesome bomb through the chair when Katie Kim jumps the guardrail. And to protect her sis, I don't understand what's the point of getting in there and just draping yourself over, like roll her ass out of the ring, or pull her, yank her leg, something.
That's a typical wrestling thing, though.
Yeah, and Kong turns around after dumping a couple of refs out of the ring. She turns around, notices Katie Kim in the ring, and plays with her a little bit, you know, touches her face, like, oh, little woman. And, you know, grips her up by her hair. And Katie Kim screaming, real good, you know. She did a real good job the whole match with her facial expression and eyes welling up. And, you know, her hands covering her mouth. She was really showed some good concern. And,
This is PW Torch editor Wade Keller, and that concludes another random 5-minute free audio clip from a Torch VIP audio show. We feature a wide variety of audio shows, around 50, sometimes more than 60 audio shows in any given month, from a wide variety of perspectives, from a wide variety of contributors to the Torch, and this is just one sample of that. Keep checking back at pwtorch.com for other free 5-minute clips. And of course, we encourage you, if you're so inclined, to try a VIP membership and get the feature length, the full-length audio updates of all of our audio shows throughout the week. For more information on becoming a VIP member, just click on the VIP sign-up button in the upper left corner of the screen, right underneath the pwtorch.com logo. Thanks for your support of the Torch, and until next time, Wade Keller signing off.